Minna, Maiduguri, Nigeria. Nigerian authorities have rescued 100 schoolchildren abducted last month from a Catholic school in Niger State, in one of the country's largest mass kidnappings in recent years. The children arrived at the government house in Minna, the state capital, where they were handed over to the Niger State governor. President Bola Tinubu welcomed the rescue and reiterated that security forces must ensure the safe return of all abducted Nigerians across the country. Officials have not disclosed whether the rescue involved negotiations, ransom payments, or a security operation. One of the children, Florence Michael, described the ordeal, saying the pupils were made to sleep on tarpaulins in the forest and were instructed to remain quiet. The abduction occurred on November 21 at St. Mary's Catholic School in Papiri Village, where more than 300 pupils and 12 staff were seized by gunmen, according to the Christian Association of Nigeria. Around 50 children managed to escape on their own. Some of the kidnapped children were as young as 6 years old. Parents expressed frustration at the lack of communication from authorities regarding whether their children were among those rescued. The incident has heightened concerns over insecurity in northern Nigeria, where armed groups frequently target schools for ransom. President Tinubu emphasized the need for security forces to prevent future abductions, noting that children should no longer be vulnerable to attacks that disrupt their education and traumatize families. In a related development, a U.S. congressional delegation visited Nigeria on Monday to discuss security measures with government and church leaders. Congressman Riley Moore welcomed the children's rescue and announced plans to create a joint Nigeria-U.S. task force aimed at combating terrorist groups in the Northeast and improving the safety of local communities.